بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من جر ثوبه خيلاء لم ينظر الله إليه يوم القيامة. عن عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنه says that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that person that allows his garments to flow below his ankles out of pride, لم ينظر الله إليه يوم القيامة, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not look at that person with a nigah of rahmat in the day of qiyamah. Yeah, we explained from the other hadith and other explanation also that the mere act of putting the garments below the ankle, that act in itself is pride. So Ibn al-Arabi rahmatullahi mentioned that even if a person declares that I don't have pride and he still got his garment below his ankles, that statement of his also won't be accepted, because this is such an action that is disliked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pak will not look at a person with rahmat on the day of qiyamah. On the day of qiyamah, everyone will be thirsty, everyone will be dependent, everyone will be totally in need of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for such a foolish thing, a person now gets deprived of the rahmat and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because he was not careful of the length of his garment. فَقَالَتْ أُمُّ سَلَمَةَ فَكَيْفَ تَصْنَعُ النِّسَاءَ بِذُيُولِهِنْ. Look at the woman of that time, Hazrat Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha, also worried, how can the woman of that time, how should they be wearing it? In other words, we should also know what we need to do as far as the length of our garments are concerned. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala yurkhina shibran, they should allow it to flow one hand span, meaning from this where the baby finger is till the thumb, around that length, they should allow it to flow below the ankles. فقالت إذن كشف الأقدامهن. So she said, then what will happen is that their feet now will become exposed. If we allow this to happen, then their feet now, as the women are walking, the feet of the woman will become exposed. Look at the haya of the woman of that time, that they worry that even if that feet is not completely covered, the feet will become exposed in public. Nowadays, the women are not even concerned about scarves, not even concerned about niqab, not concerned about dressing properly in public. Those days, the women were even concerned that the feet also shouldn't become exposed in public. How concerned they were. So then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قَالَ فَيُرْخِينَهُ ذِرَاعًا لَا يَزِيدْنَا, that they should allow it to flow one arm's length, meaning from the finger till where the elbow is, approximately it works out to 48 centimeters maximum, that they should allow it to flow. Beyond that, they shouldn't allow it, for obvious reason. If it is too long, then what will happen now is it will drag on the floor, it will get dirty unnecessarily, and there's no need, there's wastage. We explained all those things before. But the quality and the thinking of the woman also at that time is, how can we be completely covered? So from these hadiths, this ends the chapter on the length of the garments of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One thing we learn from here is that how serious it is for a person to be unmindful about the length of his garment. Sometimes we think that ulama is speaking about these things, what's the need? But from so many ahadith, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi could have sufficed. He could have brought one hadith on this chapter, like how many other chapters, the chapter we're doing today. There's just one hadith. But the reason he brought so many ahadith to show us that this is not a small thing, it is not a minor thing, it is a serious thing. It affects a person. It affects a person's akhirat, it affects his dunya, in the sense that now this person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, does not like people that have got this quality of pride in them. And then he brings, Imam Nawawi rahmatullah, he brings a new chapter which we start today, Babu istihbabi tarki tarafi fil libasi tawadu'an, that the preferability of leaving out elegant, exclusive clothing. Why? He does it out of humility. That this person now, he can afford, not that he can't afford, he's in a position, he can buy and he can pay for exclusive clothing. But humility, I don't need to be outstanding. I don't need to overdress myself. So he dressed in moderate or humble clothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this. So we learn something also from this. It's a quality and a condition that Allah Pak loves, is humility. And something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes, Allah Pak hates, is pride. عن معاذ بن أنس رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من ترك اللباس تواضعا لله. معاذ بن أنس رضي الله عنه said رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that person that leaves out exclusive elegant clothing تواضعا لله out of humility for Allah سبحانه وتعالى وهو يقدر عليه, whilst this person has got the ability, he's got the money, he's got the wealth, he's got the means, he can just walk into any designer shop and he can buy those designer clothing, those branded clothing, those exclusive elegant clothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates that this person's got the means to do that, but yet he's not doing that. دَعَاهُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَلَىٰ رُؤُوسِ الْخَلَائِقِ. To such an extent that Allah Pak appreciates this, he'll call this person up in front of the whole creation on the day of Qiyamah. And what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يُخَيِّرَهُ مِنْ أَيِّ حُلَلٍ إِيمَانٍ شَاءَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him a choice in front of everybody. That you didn't go to the garment shops of the world and choose which garment you want. Now on the day of Qiyamah, here you got a choice. These are all the garments of Jannat. You choose which garment of Jannat you want to wear in front of everyone. They can see that you're getting this present, this gift of wearing the garments of Jannat. So the garments of Jannat are described as Hulal Iman, that you're wearing the clothing of Iman. Why? Because this person wore the clothing of Iman in the dunya. So Allah Pak is giving the clothing of Iman, meaning the clothing of Iman, the clothing of Jannat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving. Yalbasuha, this person will then wear it. Ulama explained from this hadith that when Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, Allah will call this person on the day of Qiyamah and he'll say, choose whichever garment of Jannat you want. Exclusive, whichever one you want is yours, the person can choose. It doesn't only mean Allah Pak is going to give him one garment to wear. It means Allah Pak is going to put him in Jannat. So that in itself also is Bashara, that the person is getting Jannat just because he was careful about what type of clothing he wore. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the tawfiq of making amal. So these are something that are very, very important. It takes a person very far in life and the barakat of it is seen very far. One quick story, Hazrat Mullah Qasim Sahib Nanoti rahmatullahi alayhi, he was the founder and director of Darul Ulum Deoband for about 50 years. One of the most successful rectors of Darul Ulum Deoband. On one occasion, just after he got married, he was a young man. For something, his mother reprimanded him. And those days, even up till now, his mother gave him one shot in front of his wife. You know, she reprimanded him for something. They were staying together. But he didn't get upset that I'm newly married, my wife is here, how can you hit me in front of her? He didn't get upset at all. When a person has got tawazu in him, he's got humility in him, then automatically the barakat of the tawazu is shown. It becomes apparent. The way a person talks back now to his parents, his seniors, the way he speaks to people around him, the way he speaks to the fellow musallis, the way he speaks to his staff, all that can be seen, becomes apparent when a person has got humility in his heart. So he had this humility, this tawazu in his heart. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala perhaps gave him such a martaba and gave him such success as far as him being the rector of Darul Ulum Deoband is concerned. So anyway, what he does is he takes the hand of his mother. Immediately he takes the hand. He doesn't get upset. How can you do? He takes the hand of his mother and he kisses it. And he says, oh ma, I'm so happy. I'm so happy that even as an adult, you're giving me the same love you used to give me when I was a child. That hit also you gave me was a hit of love. The same love you gave me as a child, you're giving me as an adult. Even when a person is a senior person, he's grown up to, then also he'll have the respect when he's got humility in his heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.